Instead, I solemnly returned his bow. As I did, the lich transformed into a tall human wizard dressed in flowing black robes. I recognized him immediately. It was Halliday's avatar, Anorak. I stared at him, utterly speechless. For years, Gunters had speculated that Anorak still roamed the Oasis, now as an autonomous NPC, Halliday's ghost in the machine. "Now," the wizard said, speaking with Halliday's familiar voice, "your reward." The chamber filled with the sound of a full orchestra. Triumphant horns were quickly joined by a stirring string section. I recognized the music. It was the last track from John Williams' original Star Wars score, used in the scene where Princess Leia gives Luke and Han their medals, and Chewbacca, as you may recall, gets the shaft. As the music built to a crescendo, Anorak stretched out his right hand. There, resting in his open palm, was the copper key, the item for which millions of people had been searching for the past 5 years. As he handed it to me, the music faded out, and in the same instant, I heard a chime sound. I'd just gained 50,000 experience points, enough to raise my avatar all the way up to 10th level. "Farewell, Sir Parzival," Anorak said. "I bid you good luck on your quest." And before I could ask what I was supposed to do next, or where I could find the first gate, his avatar vanished in a flash of light, accompanied by a teleportation sound effect I knew was lifted from the old 80s Dungeons & Dragons cartoon. I found myself standing alone on the empty dais. I looked down at the copper key in my hand and felt overcome with wonder and elation. It looked just as it had in Anorak's invitation, a simple, antique copper key, its oval-shaped bow embossed with the Roman numeral 1. I turned it over in my avatar's hand, watching the torchlight play across the Roman numeral, and that was when I spotted two small lines of text engraved into the metal. I tilted the key up to the light and read them aloud. "What you seek lies hidden in the trash on the deepest level of Daggerath." I didn't even need to read it a second time. I instantly understood its meaning. I knew exactly where I needed to go and what I would have to do once I got there. Hidden in the trash was a reference to the ancient TRS-80 line of computers made by Tandy and Radio Shack in the 70s and 80s. Computer users of that era had given the TRS-80 the derogatory nickname of Trash 80. What you seek lies hidden in the trash. Halliday's first computer had been a TRS-80 with a whopping 16K of RAM, and I knew exactly where to find a replica of that computer in the Oasis. Every Gunter did. In the early days of the Oasis, Halliday had created a small planet named Middletown, named after his hometown in Ohio. The planet was the site of a meticulous recreation of his hometown as it was in the late 1980s. That saying about how you can never go home again? Halliday had found a way. Middletown was one of his pet projects, and he'd spent years coding and refining it. And it was well known, to Gunters at least, that one of the most detailed and accurate parts of the Middletown simulation was the recreation of Halliday's boyhood home. I'd never been able to visit it, but I'd seen hundreds of screenshots and vidcaps of the place. Inside Halliday's bedroom was a replica of his first computer, a TRS-80 Color Computer 2. I was positive that was where he'd hidden the first gate, and the second line of text inscribed on the copper key told me how to reach it. On the deepest level of Daggerath.